This Shabbos here in Eretz Yisrael, it's no longer Yontif. Last day of Yontif is on Friday, and this Shabbos we'll be reading Parshas Achrimos. So I'd like to begin our study, insights into Parshas Achrimos. We'll begin with the Seder Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, based on the Sefer Kedushas Pshuto Shel Mikra of Rav Yehuda Kupperman Zecharo Livracha, and we're looking at the pasuk in Vayikra Tezayin, towards the end of the parsha, the opening parsha in Achrimos, pasuk of Beis, Uba Aaron El Ol Moed Upashat Es Bigde Abad Asher Lavash Bibo El Hakodesh V'Nicham Sham. And this pasuk tells us about the changing of the clothes of Aaron, of the Kohen Gadol, in which he takes off his big day bad, those are the big day lavan that he wore for the avodos lifnai v'lifnim, and he wears regular big day kahuna. And what we want to focus our attention on is the seder, the sequence of the day of the Avodas Hayom, of the Yom HaKippurim, and how it's reflected in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, in the Seder HaPsukim, as the Torah at the beginning of Parshas Achrimos presents the sequence of the Avodah. And we would think that since Avodas Yom HaKippurim is called Seder, and that means that everything has a deliberate and well thought out progress or sequence to it, that this parsha, more than any other parsha, should be based on Seder, should be in order, in sequence. And yet, Chazal, that's Torah Sheba'al Peh now, interpret that there's something really out of order here. This pasuk that we referred to about Aaron HaKohen coming into the Ol Moed after he removes his Big Day Bad, that pasuk is out of sequence. The Gemara in Yuma, and we'll soon see Rashi here in Chumash refers to it, on Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara says, Lama hu ba? And the Gemara answers, Ein hu ba el lahotzi es hakaf v'es hamachta. When the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim went lifnai v'lifnim, he took into the Kodesh Kodoshim the kaf and the machta, and that is presented explicitly in the Psukim at the beginning of this parsha, Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'lokach Melo Amachta, Gach Le'esh, U'melo Chofnav K'tores Samim Dako, V'hevim Veis Leparoches, V'nosan Es HaK'tores, Ala Eish, Asher Lifnei Hashem, describing the Kohen Gadol bringing in the Kaf and the Machta, and Melo Chofnaim K'tores, and placing it on the Eish, in the Mizbach HaPnimi, and the Gemara says, Kol HaParasha Nemar Al HaSeder Chutz MiPasuk Zeh, meaning, right after Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Avodas HaKtores Lifnai V'Lifnim, immediately the Kohen Gadol would come out of the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he would change his Begadim, from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. And yet that Pasuk, which describes the change, when he came out with the Kaf and the Machta, that is presented by the Torah at the very end of the parasha. It's out of place. And again, we're going to have to understand why the Torah would have placed this pasuk out of its sequence, something that seems antithetical to the entire concept of Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And moreover, to ask the question, we have a rule, Ein Mikra Yotzev De'Pshuto. And Pshuto Shel Mikra includes not only interpreting the words of the pasuk, but also the sequence of the psukim. We have to read the psukim in sequence and understand that Seder as presented by the Torah. And there has to be some integrity, some meaning to the sequence of the psukim. So we have to clarify why, on the one hand, Chazal understood that this pasuk, Uba Aaron El Moed, Upashas Big Day Abad, is out of order. And the flip side, why then did the Torah present it out of order? So we have Kabbalah's Chazal, and we have Pshuto Shel Mikra. Now, the Kabbalah's Chazal is going to, in a sense, compel Chazal to interpret this pasuk as being out of sequence. And that's what we're going to study now. How and why did Chazal assume, without a question, that this pasuk, we'll call it pasuk Chav Beis, Uba Aaron, is out of sequence? And then we have to swing back to our original question, how then to reconcile Pshuto Shel Mikra? So the Kabbalah's Chazal was to the effect that the Seder Avot of Yom HaKippurim included five tvilos. Whenever the Kohen Gadol had to be Tovel, there was a Kiddush Yodayim for Raglayim that preceded the Tvila, and a Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim that succeeded the Tvila. And if there were five Tvilos, then Kiddush Yodayim for Raglayim, 5 times 2 equals 10. What engendered the necessity of each one of those five Tvilos, together with a double Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, one before the Tvila, and a second after? And the answer to that question is what's called Hachlofas HaBegodim. Whenever the Kohen Gadol would change his Begodim from Big Day Lavan, those are the Big Day Bad, Lifnai V'Lifnim, to Big Day Zav, which are the Big Day Kuhuna that he wore outside the Kodesh Kadoshim, or in the flip side, from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, whichever direction he was changing his Begodim, that required a Tevila. Now, if we would assume that the Seder HaPsukim reflects the Seder HaVodah, in other words, if we're going to follow the Pshuta Shel Mikra and read the sequence of the Psukim, we're going to calculate 3 Hachlofas Begadim, no more than 3, and 3 Tvilos, corresponding to the 3 Hachlofas Begadim. And therefore, if it was a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim before and after each one of the 3 Tvilos, there was 6 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. And we have a Kabbalah of Chazal in the Seder HaVodah, there were 5 Tvilos and 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So the problem is how to reconcile this Kabbalah, how do we get to the number 5 for the 5 Achlofas Begodim, the 5 Tvilos, and reconcile that with the Pshuto, with the Pshuto Shel Mikra, which only seems to calculate 3 Tvilos, and therefore 6 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, instead of 5 and 10. And the only way we could possibly do so is by lifting Pasuk Chav Gimel out of order, because at the end of this parsha, which ends in Pasuk Chav Ches, and there it says, V'yachrichein Yavo El Hamachne, we need to take Pasuk Chav Gimel, Uba Aaron, and place it at the end of the parasha after Pasuk Chav Ches. And in doing so, we have the Tvila, the 3rd Tvila, which is in Pasuk Chav Ches. V'yachrichein, it says, V'rochat, it says, Pasar B'mayim, V'yachrichein Yovo El Hamachne. So that's going to be Achlofas Begodim. But that's not going to end it for us, because we still have Uba Aaron El Ol Moed Uposhat Es Big Day Habad Asher Lovash, which we're going to place after Pasuk Chav Ches. And by placing it after Chav Ches, we're going to have 2 more Hachlofas Begodim, because he's going to have to go from Big Day Zav into Big Day Lavan, right? Because the Achrikain Yovo El Amachtavis he changed into Big Day Zahav, his regular begodim, but now he's got to go back in another time into Lifnai V'Lifnim and change from Big Day Zahav back into Big Day Lavan in order to achieve the finale of the Avodas Haktores by bringing in the Kaf and the Machta. And therefore, if we have 2 more Achlofas Begodims by doing this, we're going to have 2 more Tvilos, and we're going to jack up the number of Tvilos to 5, and therefore the number of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim now goes up to 10. And Rashi explains this very clearly in Pasuk, let me just see if I have it here. I have the Mikros Gedolos, which has many different commentaries. Pasuk of Gimel Ba Aaron Alol Moed Amru Rabbeinu says Rashi She'ein Ze Mekomo Shel Mikra Ze. This pasuk is out of place. V'nasnu Tam L'Divrei V'Sechta Yuma V'Yomer Kol Parsha Kula Amur Al Aseder Chutz Mi Biazu. Biazu is reference to Uba Aaron Al Kohen. Shehi Achar Asias Olaso V'Ola Sa'om. Vaktoras imure par soyer shenase bachutz bebigdei zov. So after he's completed the avoda, which includes the ola of the kohen gadol, the ola of the am, and aktoras imurim of the par and soyer, all this is done bachutz bebigdei zov. Now tovel umekadesh upostam. He does a tefillah, changes his begadim into big day bad, into big day lovan, lovash big day lovan. Then he goes in, lifnai v'lifnim, lahotzias hakafes hamachta, sheikter ba'aktoris lifnai v'lifnim, and then upashad is big day abad. Acher shotziyom, lovash big day zahav, litamid shal bein arbayim, v'zo seder havodas. Now Rashi gives you an overview of all the seder havodas, but again, keep in mind that after the olos and the aktoris emurim of the parin soyer, which were done b'chutz, now we have this pasuk of Gimel, to tell us that he goes back inside. He's got to take off his big day zav for the avodas chutz, put on big day lavan, big day bad, to go inside lifnai v'lifnim, to take out the kaf and the machta of the aktores aktores lifnai v'lifnim. Now he's got to again take off his big day lavan, in this case to wear big day zav. So we've added on another two achlafos begadim, and Rashi gives you an overview of the Seder Ha'avoda, and he says the following. He starts, the Kohen Gadol starts his day, the kickoff is Tamid Shal Shachar, and of course he's wearing Big Day Zav. Then, for the Avodas Par V'Soyer HaPnimim, right, again, one of the two Seirim was brought Lifnim, and for the Aktora, the Ktoros of the Mizbech HaPnimi, which he calls Ktor Shal Machta, all that required him wearing Big Day Lavan. Now he comes out and he does the Isle of the Kohen and the El Ha'am, some of the Musafim, and then he's wearing Big Day Zav, of course. Then he's got to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim in order, with Big Day Lavan, in order to remove the Kaf Umachta. V'shiyari ha-musofim v'tomit shal bein arbayim u'ktores ha-heichol shal mizbach ha-pnimi b'gig day zav. Now he has a whole bunch of avodas to wrap up outside the Kodesh Kodoshim, in the heichol, and in that case, he's got to be wearing big day zav. V'seder ha-mikros, if he's seder avodas kachu, v'shilach es soir ha-soya b'midbar, v'rochatz es besor b'mayim, the yotza, the osa es oloso, veschele vachatos, chola parsha, ad viachin yovo elamachna, viachkach uba aron. So we have here now five tfilos, and of course, eser kiddushim. But now we come full swing back to our original question. If, in fact, the halacha requires five tfilos, why did the Torah write only three tfilos? And then we have to take a pasuk out of its place, lift it with a crane, and place it down in a different place. Why didn't l'chatchila the Torah present it in the normal way, instead of having to, you know, you scratch your right ear by putting your left hand around your neck? We're going to discuss an insight of Rabbi Avram Danzig, who's the author of the Chai Adam, in his Chochmas Adam. He writes, V'chilo sucha la Torah l'sadr ha-psukim k'mo shesidram Rashi. Rashi offers us a beautiful seder in which he goes through the entire avoda. Why couldn't the Torah present it in that sequence? And really, if you look at the sequence of Rashi, he's got Pasuk Chav Beis, and then Pasuk Chav Dalid. Pasuk Chav Beis is Varachatz, is Psoral B'mayim, that Tevila. for the Shiluach HaSoyer. In Pasuk of Dalet, he has Vayetze Vyasas Olaso, the Chiluk Begodim for his Ola. And then Vyaschel of Chatos. Everything goes Pasuk by Pasuk. Pasuk of Hey, the entire parasha, Achrichein Yovel Amachna. And then all of a sudden, we go back to Pasuk Chav Gimel after Pasuk Chav Ches. Why didn't the Torah put it in order? And now we're ready for sort of like the breakthrough here of our entire discussion. And the Baal HaChochmas Adam quotes the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon. Okay, Venira Li. Al Pima Shamati B'Shem Mori Morenu V'Rabenu Hagon HaChosid Hagon Rabbi Leo Agra. Al Pi Medrash Rabba B'Parsha Zu. The Gaon himself was basing his revolution on the words of the Medrash. Omar Av Yudin Bar Simon Tsar Godol, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu was in anguish. Why? It says, Al Yovo B'Chaleis Al HaKodesh. The Torah addresses Aaron and enjoins him from going into the Kodesh Kadosh, whatever he wants to. Omar Moshe declared, Oili, this is woe to me. Shema Nidchaf Aaron Achim Imchitzoso. Does it mean, is the Torah telling us that Aaron, in a sense, was rejected? He's not allowed to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim? Bechol Eis, whenever he wants to? And the Medrash goes on to say, Yesh Eis L'Shah, Yesh Eis L'Yom, Yesh L'Shana, L'Yud Beis Shanim, L'Shivim Shana, L'Yolam. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Lokshat HaSovur, you're making a mistake, Moshe. Ella, Bechol Shoshu Rotzel Ikones Ikones, Rak, She Ikones Keseder Azeh. The Medrash is telling us, and we'll see how the Gaon embellishes the words of the Medrash. Baruch Hu is calming Moshe Rabbeinu down. Don't think, Moshe, you're the only one who could go in whenever you want, but Aaron is in an inferior position as if he was Nidcha. No. Aaron could also go in whenever he wants, but first he needs the preparation, he needs the introduction of Seder Azeh. I'm giving you the Seder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says here at the beginning of Achrimos, this is the Seder, which will allow Aaron to go in Lakodesh Kadoshim any day of the year, not just on Yom HaKippurim. In other words, there will be many Kohanim Gedolim throughout the history of the Beis HaMikdash. They are not allowed to enter into the Kodesh Kadoshim with the exception of one day of the year, Yom Kippur. But Aaron, he's allowed to go in B'chol Shah V'Shah. Says the Gaon, Nishma Mizeh, what we derive from this Medrash, is dafka shar kohenim gedolim asurim likoneis lekodesh kadoshim elu biyom hakipurim aval aron hayamuta likoneis bechol shah v'shah rak shikoneis b'seder avoda shenemar b'parasha zos. The seder avoda, as it's presented in this parasha, that is the matir that permits Aaron to go in lifnai v'lifnim the whole year round. Ulefi zeh Torah digdeka b'seder. The Torah is very, very careful, in fact, about the seder. Sharei hatam sha'amru b'gemara dekradu ba Aaron hu shalal seder. Why did the Gemara and Yuma feel compelled to take Pasuk of Gimel out of order, out of sequence? Is the Gemiri, Gemiri means there's Allah l'moshe misin at the chamesh tvilos v'yaser kidushe yodayim v'raglayim l'koyin gadol v'yom ha'kippurim on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol requires 5 tvilos, which means 10 kiddush yadayim v'raglayims. The ikas seder akosulam shkach zel sholosh. And if you follow the order, the sequence of the psukim as they appear, you'll only come up with 3 tvilos. That's what Rashi was bothered by. And that's really the sugyan yuma. He says the Gaon, zeh dafka b'yom ha'kippurim, shayalach l'moshe misin etzor chamesh tvilos. That's only one day of the year for all Kohanim Gedolim. Avol kshir to Aaron, but there's a special halacha, a dispensation for Aaron. Lavod b'shar yamos hashana, on any day of the year he wants to go in. Lefnai v'lefnim. Lo gemiri hilchasa, we're not limited or defined by this halacha Moshe Misinai, that the magic number is 5 tefilos. Im kain, BMS. Eino el shalosh tvilos. For Aaron, the whole year round, he only needs 3 tvilos. The Oved keseder amav beparsh, and he does exactly following the sequence as it's written in the Torah.
And the pasuk therefore ba Aaron nichlas kiseder mishum di Aaron b'yesa yimos hashana. That's exactly the seder advarim, and we're not adding here a new tevila, but rather there are three tevilos, and that's all that's necessary. And the Chochmas Adam says ad kan divrei Hagaon. These are the words of the Vilna Gaon. V'toras emes haisa befiu. What he says, again, anything he says, but certainly here he got very dramatic, is Torah's emes. It's the true Torah. Ad kan l'shon ha-chochmas Adam b'shem agra. Now we begin to understand and appreciate why in the beginning of Perek Tes Zayin of Sefer Vayikra, the beginning of Parashas Achronos, there's no mention of Yom HaKippurim. And the Pshuta Shemikra in the Seder that's presented here for Aaron is the Seder of the entire year round. There's no indication that we're talking about Yom Kippur. We now understand why the Torah repeats itself twice, once in Pasuk Chaf Tes and once in Lamed Daled V'hoysel Lachem L'chukas Olam. The answer is that these words, V'hoysel Lachem L'chukas Olam, belong to two different parashios, meaning the resha of the parasha and the seif of the parasha. The first part of the parasha is a reflection of the Seder Avod of Aaron the whole year round. Those are the three tefilos. The second part of the parasha is related to the Seder Avod of Yom HaKippurim for all generations to come. And we begin to understand why the Torah therefore repeated itself, Vayisal Lachem Glechukas Olam. The first time it's referring to the Reisha, which means the Avod of Aaron the whole year round. And the second time in Pasuk Lamed Daled, that's a reflection of the Avod of Yom HaKippurim of all the Kohanim Gedolim L'Dorei Doros. We now understand why is it that in those psukim that talk about Yom Kippur, in the second half of the parasha of this parak, there's no mention of Aaron. All it says is HaKohen Asher Yimshach Oso. Because on Yom Kippur, any Kohen Gadol is equivalent to Aaron. It's only the whole year round where Aaron, and only Aaron, has the special dispensation allowing him to go in with the Avod of the three Tvilos. But other than that, when we're talking about Yom HaKippurim L'Dorei Doros, Aaron unfortunately doesn't have, you know, I feel bad, but he doesn't have any special identity. It's any Kohen Gadol is equal. Find a very, very similar approach to that of the Chochmas Adam and the name of the Gra in the Netziv and his Aymik Dover, his super commentary on the Torah. And he writes it in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Divrei Maskil Ba Aaron Alo Moed, as a Dover, as something that's muvan meilav, that's understood by itself. And he writes, l'fi apshat, a straightforward interpretation of the psukim, chozer ha'inyon demedaber bi'aron levado. He's presenting that which is unique and specific to Aaron. Shimrotza beza yom b'shona lova lo moed. If he wants to enter in to the Kodesh Kadoshim, on any day of the year, achar kol hachanos ha'elu, it will follow all these preparations, all these steps. Avakol zeinu ela bi'aron levado aval lidoros misparish hamikra lahotzi kaf umachta ukid apir shagamora. Says the Netziv that if you're talking about the Kohen Gadol for all generations and his obligation to enter in lifnai v'lifnim on one day of the year, on Yom Kippur, then when we read the Pasuk Lahotzi Kafu Machta, we have to interpret it the way the Gemara in Yuma interprets it, that now we're talking about a special Chiluf Begodim from Bigdei Zov to Bigdei Lavan, in which he goes in to take out the Kafu Machta. And when he comes out, there's another Chiluf Begodim from Bigdei Lavan to Bigdei Zov. And the Netziv seems to be, at least at the surface of it, oblivious to this Chochmas Adam in the name of the Gra. I don't know exactly why, but he says that's the simplest way of understanding it. The Gemara in Yuma reinterprets the Psukim, and especially with regard to Hotzas Kafu Machta, with the Shalal HaSeder, that's only because Chazal wanted to interpret that this Parsha refers to Kohanim Gedolim throughout the generations that are only allowed to enter into Lifnai V'Lifnim on Yom Kippur on one day of the year. So what we have here is, just to summarize, whether it's the Chochmas Adam's presentation or that of the Netzivin HaMikdavar, we have what we call a Halacha L'Shah. And the Halacha L'Shah, which allows Aaron, during the 40-year period in the Midbar, to enter in Lifnai V'Lifnim, that's going to have the greatest impact on Pshuto Shel Mikra. In other words, the Pshuto Shel Mikra will reflect the Halacha L'Shah. And that's only Aaron, only during the 40 years. Now, there's also Halacha L'Doros. And that means the Kohen Gadol, for all generations, insofar as he's going Lifnai V'Lifnim, how and when can he do so? That's Halacha L'Doros. And that's going to express itself in the Midrash HaKosav, meaning the way that Torah Shebaal Peh is going to interpret the Pesukim, not to the Pshuto Shel Mikra. So we have Halacha L'Shah, Halacha L'Doros. Halacha L'Shah is Pshuto Shel Mikra, Halacha L'Doros is the Midrash of the Pesukim. Again, we still want to understand one thing. Why is it that in this case, this scenario, this mitzvah of Seder HaVodah, which is coming L'chaper al Tumos B'nei Yisrael, Tumos Migdash V'Kadoshov, why is it that Aaron in the Midbar gets a different status with different dinim than that of the Kohen Gadol for all generations? In other words, why was it absolutely necessary that Aaron and his pe'ulos, which will be B'chol Eis, that he should be allowed to go in Lifnai V'Lifnim anytime, not just on Yom Kippur, L'chaper al Tumas Migdash, for a kapar for Tumas Migdash at the time that Bnei Yisrael are in the Midbar. You know, it's one generation versus many, many generations. In this generation, the Dor Midbar, there's a special emphasis and a pressing need for kapara vis-a-vis Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. In contrast, all the other generations, you know what? For that kapara of Tumas, for Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav, it's sufficient that the Kohen Gadol enter once a year Lifnai V'Lifnim. And the one who addresses this question is the great Rab Meir Simcha Midvinsk in his Meshech Chachma. He writes, Kol Zman Shehayu Yisrael Bamidbar, Harehem Hayu Asurim Bibasar Taiva. During the 40-year period in the Midbar, there was no such thing as eating meat just for the sake of eating meat and enjoying it. The only meat they could partake of was the Basar HaKodesh. Now, since Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar were not allowed to eat meat, the only meat that they were permitted to eat was basar kodesh, means shlamim and the like. And that would be a constant heter. That's when they ate meat. And therefore, there were so many korbanos, and Bnei Yisrael going in and out of the Migdash in order to eat the meat. And so, yitzrichim kapara, there was such a great probability, so to speak, or incidence of tumas Migdash v'kadoshav. And therefore, there had to be a dispensation, says the Meshech Chochma, a green light and a license for Aaron HaKohen to enter in Lifnai V'Lifnim Becholes to an Avodas Hayom to engender Kapara for Tumas Mikdash for Kadosh the whole year round, because it was so common and so probable that there would be such an Avera that would need Kapara Tumas Mikdash for Kadosh. And that all reflects the fact that during the 40 years in the Midbar, there was no heter to eat basar taiva. The only basar they ate was basar shlomim, basar kodesh. And therefore, they had on, during the Midbar period, an increased incidence or frequency of eating basar kodesh. And therefore, by definition, an increased probability of the violation of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav, and therefore the Torah had to allow, says the Meshech Chochma, for Aaron to go in at any urgent time, whenever he felt it was necessary, to bring about a kapara for Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. Now, if we take this gra that we discussed at great length, as quoted by the Chochmas Adam, we can appreciate the ha'ara the insight of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his MS Liyakov, his Pirush al Torah. Here at the beginning of Parshas Achrimos, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky on Pasuk Beis, here at the beginning of our Parsha, Al Yovo B'chol Eisal HaKodesh, he makes the following comment. V'efsha shahotzi agro zeh, where did the Gaon get it from? This is a brilliant insight of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky to find a source for the Gaon. Mehadi Amrinon, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach says, Ches Parshios Nemru B'yom Shehukam HaMishkan. There's a list of eight Parshios that were given, transmitted to Klal Yisrael on the very day in which they established the Mishkan in the Midbar. V'yelu Hein, and amongst the various Parshios that are listed there, Parshas Achrei Mos. So Parshas Achrei Mos, according to the Gemara in Gittin, was given on the day of Hakamas HaMishkan, and Rashi is a little bit hard-pressed. He writes, this is the language of Rashi, Afal pi shehi shal yom ha-kipurim bo bayom nemra. Even though the relevance of Achrei Mos is purely to Yom HaKippurim, and now we've just passed Yom HaKippurim on the day of Hakamas HaMishkan, Rashi says, nevertheless, bo bayom nemra, on the day of Hakamas HaMishkan, this parsha of Lifnai V'Lifnim, Achrei Mos, was given, transmitted to Klal Yisrael. That's a little bit dachuk, you know, it's way, way in advance. Oh, says Rav Kamenetsky, Omnom, however, Lefi, Divrei Agro, Mivur, Heitev. The Gro comes to explain this, the Memes HaParsha, Eino Rak Shel Yom HaKippurim. It's not limited to Yom HaKippurim, El Kol Pam, She Rotsa Aron, Likonis L'Sham. Tzorach Lassos, Kis Say There, Shemachui of Lassos, Yom HaKippurim, any day of the year when Aaron wants to go in order to be Mechapar on Tumas, Mikdash V'Kodoshav. He needs to do this entire Say There, so we're not talking about Yom HaKippurim. And again, if you ask, you know, what would that say there of Aaron the whole year round be composed of? The answer is Pshuto Shel Mikra, Shalosh Tevilos, and Sheish Kiddushei Yodayim Ragliyim. And whenever Aaron felt compelled to go in to be Mechaper on Bnei Yisrael, again because of the frequency of Chatoim in Tumas Mikdash Kadosh, the way the Mishnah Chokhmah says, he would go in with this say there. So it makes sense that at the very beginning, you know, the inception of the Avodas Yom Yom, the daily Avod of the Mishkan, that's when Aaron would be given the laws, the requirements, and the conditions in order to enter Lifnai V'Lifnim to be Mechaper. L'chein Shaper Nemra Bo Bayom B'Yom Shukam HaMishkan. Ad Kan Loshen Ha MS Liyako. So it comes out like this. There are really, in our sugi, there are three different dinim. Moshe Rabbeinu could enter into the Kodesh Kodashim whenever he wanted to. He doesn't need a Seder Avodah. Aaron is not allowed to go in. Bal Yovo. Okay? And the Torah's Konin's language is Moshe is Aaron Bibal Yovo, ain't Moshe Bibal Yovo. Number two, even though Aaron is Bibal Yov, he's not allowed to enter in to the Kodesh Kodosh whenever he so desires. But nevertheless, Aaron, during the rest of the year, is allowed to enter in whenever he wants, but he's got to do it with the Seder Avodah. The Matir that allows him to go in with him is the Seder Avodah, and that's the Seder Avodah that is reflected in Pshuto Shel Mikra with the three tefillos that we discussed. Then there's another halach of Aaron on Yom Kippur, which really represents the dinim of Kohen Gadol Lidoros, and that's only on Yom Kippur, is Al-Pi, Seder Avodah Lefi Kabbalas Chazal Midrash Maksuvim, the way and the method in which the Kohen Gadol for all generations has to enter in Lifnai V'Lifnim, and the way he has to do and accomplish the Avodah Yom Kippurim, is according to the sequence described and defined by the Kabbalah of Torah Shebal Peh, all the Midrashim, and it's got to be five tefillos and not less. Now, you could always ask, what's the status of Elazar, the son of Aaron? He's also Kohen Gadol. In other words, Aaron dies, but Yisrael is still in the Midbar. And the question is, can Elazar, like his father Aaron, enter in Lifnai V'Lifnin, based on this Seder, the entire year round? Is it a din in Aaron, that Aaron and only Aaron is allowed to enter the whole year round? Or is it a din in that period of time, as we discussed in the Meshech Chachma, during those 40 years when there's such a frequency of Basar Kodesh, that's when we needed to allow to allow the Kohen Gadol, whether it's Aaron, Elazar, to go lifnai vilifnim. And the question is, when Aaron on Yom Kippur was tovel five times, just like a Kohen Gadol Doros, is that's a strange concept, because again, the whole year round he could enter into with three tefillos according to Pshuto Shel Mikra. And now on Yom Kippur he needs another two tefillos? Or shall we say no? Maybe it's more attractive to take a second position, that whenever Aaron did the Seder Avodah, he did it reflecting the Pshuto Shel Mikra, not based on the Kabbalah's Chazal. And that's true not only the whole year round, but on Yom Kippur as well. It's very confusing. So here we want to combine possibly two assumptions. Assumption number one, that indeed Aaron on Yom Kippur would have to follow the classical method of Avoda with the Chamesh Tefilos. And that's the special Chiyuv, the obligation that's engendered by Yom HaKippurim as a unique day. And premise number two is that Elazar HaKohen, insofar as he represents and is the heir of Aaron after Aaron's death, to become the Kohen Gadol, he takes on the status of a Kohen Gadol, but not Aaron. He's not Aaron. And since Aaron himself had the halacha five tefillos, at least with regard to Yom HaKippurim, that halacha has to be transferred over to Elazar, insofar as now he's filling in for his father, but he's not his father. He has the responsibilities of Kohen Gadol of his father, but those responsibilities or permissibilities to enter in Bifnai V'Lifnim the whole year round, that's not necessarily given over to Elazar Beno Shalara. Now here, we've been talking a lot about the past, whether it's the 40 years in the Midbar or the 800 and, let's calculate it, 800 and 410 and 420, as 830 years of the Bati Mikdashos, the Kohen Gadol and Vimeshech Kol Adoros. Is there a new din in terms of the future? What's going to be down the line when Mirtza Shem B'mehera Mamish, the third Mikdash, will be built? So here we want to look at the Kli Chemda. In his commentary at the beginning of Parshas Akremos, is Rav Meir Don Plotsky, and he writes, and we quote, "Umasha Nirulaniyus Daiti Binyan Zeh Al Masha Huva Vemejish Rabba." That this is the same Medrash Rabba note that's quoted by the Chochmas Adam. Is Me'ata Nira Diafagav De Zu Milo Shahoisa Rakbi Aaron Aval Kol Kohen Gadol Asurim Likonis Kodesh Kadoshim Ki Im Biyom HaKippur Bilvad Mikol Makom Kame De Chazino Di Aaron HaKono Yochol Likonis Tomit Im Yasa Keseder Azeh. Now that we see that at least during the period of time in the 40 years in the Midbar, Aaron had the license to enter in Lifnai V'Lifnim any day of the year based on the introduction of these avodos, Kain liosid lovo. This is not just halacha l'shah, but it's really halacha liosid lovo as well. K'shiyovo Moshe v'Aaron, yia Aaron yochel ikones tamid l'kodshi kadoshim b'seder hazeh. I guess he's talking, if I read it correctly, about the time of Trias HaMesim, and Aaron, after Trias HaMesim, will be allowed once again to enter in Lifnai V'Lifnim to the Kodesh Kadoshim any day of the year with this Seder. El Deshar HaKohenim Ein Ma'alosim Gdol Kol Kafi Omer Torah Shelo Yovo B'Chol Eisel HaKodesh, meaning the only heter for other Kohenim is during the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim and Oli Yom HaKippurim. Im Kein Nire De Karbonas Eila Eino Begeder Chova Chovas Hayom B'Yom HaKippurim Ela Mishum Shenichnas HaNichnas HaKodshi Kodshi B'Tzor Karbonas Eile V'Tzorach HaKtores Sheyale Oshan. If I read this Kli Chemda correctly, if I'm accurate about transmitting his message the way he would want us to transmit, I think he's saying is that these Karbonos, this whole Seder, which is necessary for Aaron during the 40 years in the Midbar, in order to permit him to go in Lifnai V'Lifnim the whole year round, those Karbonos and that Seder Avodah applies Liosid Lovo as well. Again, the other Kohanim other than Aaron they don't have that milah, and the Torah addresses them and says, Lo yavo b'chol eis al kosh, they're enjoined from entering in b'chol eis the whole year round. They only have to, they only can and must go in lifnai v'lifnim on Yom HaKippurim. However, as far as these karbonos, the pshuta shemikra here at the beginning of Parshas Achrimos is the matir for Aaron HaKohen to go in lifnai v'lifnim the whole year round. It's not a chovas hayom of Yom Kippur, but rather it's a matir of Knisa LeKodesh Kadoshim. That's what the Kli Chemda here is pointing out. I mean, I think it's intuitively logical to say that. And therefore, these karbonos in the exact Seder, as reflected in Pshuto Shel Mikra with the three tefilos, that is a halacha liyosid lavo as well. That there's that for Aaron to go in, he needs the Haktaras Haktaras, Shiala Oshon. In other words, Aaron himself is included in El Yavo B'chol Eis Al HaKodesh, just that Aaron has the ability of Yavo B'chol Eis, but only after this unique Seder Avoda, which includes the Karbonos and the Tfilos, the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, the Haktaras Haktaras, etc. And those are the Avoda Amateres of Knesset LeKodesh Kadoshim, and have nothing to do with Yom Kippur. So, when we're talking about any Kohen Gadol, we're talking about Avodas Yom HaKippurim, that's one thing. But when you talk about Aaron, and even Aaron Liyosid Lavo, then this Avoda has nothing to do with Yom HaKippurim. It's not an obligation one day out of the year, but it's a prerequisite for Knesset Lefnai V'Lefnin the whole year round, is Aaron will require this Liyosid Lavo, require this Seder. And if this be the case, then when we talk about the yesod, the fundamental principle and the makar and the source of the din of Aaron in the Mishkan, perhaps we could say that the fundamental source for this is the special kedusha of the Mishkan. And the one who really emphasizes that special kedusha of the Mishkan that requires, again, in our context, a special matir for Aaron to go in is the Sfarna. The Sfarna is the one who in Parshas Emor, which is in Vayikra Chav Dalet Pasuk Gimel, Diramas LeYarech Oso Aaron, he's talking about the mitzvah of Hadlokas Haneros, and he writes, Afal Pisha Ois Hadlokas Haneros K'sheru B'Kohen Hejot L'Doros, even though for all generations the halacha is that even a Kohen Hejot is qualified to light the candelabra in the Heichel, Mikomakom Nemar Ba Aaron, why does the Torah emphasize Aaron, Yarecho So Aaron, the Pasuk says, Ki Omnam, that's halacha L'Shah, I would add, that's not the language of the Sfarno, Kol Yemei HaMidbar, during that period of time of the Midbar, Haya Inyan HaMishkan B'chol Yom, Kinyano L'Doros B'Yom HaKippurim. The status of the Mishkan on a daily basis, the entire year, is identical with the status of Yom HaKippurim. And therefore he says, L'chein ha'yo roi, sh'yia ma'isad lokas ha'neres ha'yidea ko'in gadol k'mo l'doros b'yom ha'kippurim. All the avodos of the day of Yom HaKippurim have to be implemented by the Kohen Gadol, including hadlokas ha'ner. And the midbar had the status of Yom HaKippurim, of Yom HaKippurim l'doros. And therefore in the midbar, there had to be even hadlokas ha'neros al-yidei Aaron ha'kohen, the Kohen Gadol. So we see that the Madrega of Kedushas HaMishkan during that 40-year period, even on a weekday, is equivalent, is identical with the Darga, that level of Kedushas based on Mikdash on Yom HaKippurim when it reaches its pinnacle. And therefore we can understand with a Kal V'Chomer that when we get to Bayis Shlishi, which the Sfarno says already at the end of Shmos is even greater than the first two Batim, is therefore the Kohen Gadol as a din, like Aaron HaKohen, which means that he is going to have to do the avodos like Aaron HaKohen had to do them in the midbar, in the Mishkan, because the third bias has a status of Kedusha that exceeds even that of the Mishkan. So in any event, just to summarize, we have here Pshuto Shel Mikra in many different facets and expressions. On the one hand, we have a Pshuto Shel Mikra which teaches us Halacha L'Shah, meaning the way that the avoda had to be performed by Aaron during the 40 years in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. Then we have the Medrash of Chazal, which establishes Halacha L'Doros for the period of 830 years of the two Batei Mikdashos, and that's called Halacha L'Doros, which reflects on the Avodas Yom HaKippurim and only Yom HaKippurim. However, with the building of Bayis Shlishi, Liyasid Lava Mirza Shem B'mheira, then we go back to the Pshutel Shem Mikra, and that converts the Halacha L'Shah into Halacha L'Netzach. And this concept of L'Doros, of the 830 years that the Bate Mikdashos stood, is considered like the Shah of the Shah, meaning the Halacha L'Shah, if we compare it to the Halacha L'Netzach of the Bayis Shlishi. So we start with Halacha L'Shah relative to the Doros. And not only that, the L'Doros Halach is also Halacha L'Shah if we compare it to the Bayis Shlishi L'Netzach. In other words, K'shem Shad was just like until the Bayis Shlishi, the Mishkan was considered the Kishah. In contrast to the Bati Mikdashos, which are considered Doros, so too the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be considered Lidoros in comparison to the Lashah of the Lidoros. You know, it's Ein Mikri Yotzim Dei Pshuto means that the Poshup Shad is teaching me a halacha for all eternity. It's not just a halacha Lashah.
I'd like to fast forward to Perek Yud Ches, also Parshas Achrimos, and introduce a very important parsha here. I don't know if we'll get to finish this, but to at least an introduction to the parsha of the Arayas. The Torah says, "Vayikra Yudches Pasuk Gimel Kemaiser Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtim Ba Lo Sasu Kemaiser Eretz Kanan Asher Ani Meviaschem Shama Lo Tasu Ubichosem Lo Telechu Esmish Patai Tasu Veschukosai Tishmoru Lo Leches Bem Ani Hashem Elokeichem Shmartem Veschukosai Vesmish Patai Asher Yaso Soma Odom." Interesting, there's a lot of verbose, you know, seemingly extra superfluous words here. The Torah seems to double over. In Pasuk Dalet it says, Es Mishpatai Tasu. And then in Pasuk Hey, Ushmartem Es Chukosav Es Mishpatai. And then it says, Asher Yasa Osam Ha'odam. I mean, what's the emphasis on Ha'odam? Is Ha'odam sounds like some mystical person or some creature or group? I don't know what it is. And why did the Torah just write simply, V'shmartem eschukosai v'chayisem bohem? And then, of course, we get to the famous drush in the Gemara at the end of Yuma, v'chay bohem v'lo sheyomus bohem, pikuach nefesh is docha called tarkula, with the exception of the three gimel averes chamuros. And the Gemara says, Ein hator miskayemis el b'misha meimis atzmo aleo shenemar odom ki yomus b'yol. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Pei Gim. So we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and it's one mitzvah amongst many, but yet, misha meimis atzmo aleho, that's a special madrig. And l'chora, at the face of it, this is a contradiction to v'chay b'hem v'lo shiyomus b'hem. I mean, you can't tell me Misha Memis Atzmo Aleo that you have to kill yourself for the Torah, and at the same time say V'chai Ben Veloshi Yomus Bahem. But B'pashtus, it doesn't mean Misa Mamish. You know, when it says Eina Torah Kayevis El B'Misha Memis Atzmo, it doesn't mean you have to literally kill himself. But rather, Yisyagea, his Yigia B'Torah, should be for Lima Torah a Yigia Rabba, a tremendous amount of effort and sacrifice. But nevertheless, again, when you hear the words Elamisha Memis Atzmo Aleho, it does sound like there's some, what should I say, clang, you know, some song or musical note, some expression of Misa with regard to Torah. And that contravenes the law of V'chai Bohem. Also, keep in mind that in this parasha it says, B'chukosem lo seilech. Now, the beginning of the pasuk, it says, "Kemaisa eretz Mitzrayim, asher yashavtim el losas." What is the Torah adding here? B'chukosem losal seilechu. The Torah is already established, explicitly formulating the rule of losasu. Kemaisa eretz Mitzrayim losasu. Rashi really raises this question. He says, "Ma hiniach hakosim shelo lomar."
Ela eluni musal shalem dvar hachakukim lahem kigon tartios vitztadios b'mer omer elu darchem mori shemonu chachamim. There seems to be a whole cadre, a whole group of actions that we're not allowed to imitate the goyim. It's something that's part of the chok of goyim, whatever that means. And he talks about stadiums here. You're thinking of sports arenas, I don't know what. Ni musal shalahem. And those are not included in the ratio here of Kemaiseretz Mitzrayim, Lo Sasun, etc., etc. So that's something that we want to think about. What's Bechukoseim, Lo Selech, what's the substance of the content, and how does it go above and beyond the Kemaiseretz Mitzrayim, Sheishavtim, Lo Sasun? And I want to raise a question of Tosus here with you. The Gemara Masechet Bava Kama Lamed Ches says Tanya Rabbi Meir Om Minayin Shafilu Nochri V'Yosek V'Tor Shuka Kohen Gadol Talmud Lomar Asher Yaso Osam Ha'Adav V'Chai Bohem. The Torah is teaching us in the Pasuk of V'Chai Bohem that a guy who studies Torah is like a Kohen Gadol, because it says Ha'Adam Kohen and Levim Yisrael Lo Nemar. It doesn't say that he's like a Kohen, a Levi, or Yisrael. Ela ha'adam holamato shafilu nochri yosik b'torah reu ke kohen gadol. And Tosfos asks the following question. The Gemara tells us in Bab Metzia, Amar Reb Shimon Ber Yochai ein kivrei ha'ovdei kochav mitamim biol shenemar adam ki yomis bohem atem kriyim adam vein ovdei kochav kriyim adam. So Tosfos says, you see that the word adam comes to exclude a guy, right? That's what it says, Adam ki yomis bohem, that only a Yisrael's mitame bioel, the body of Yisrael's mitame bioel, but not that of a guy, because atem kriyim adam. And yet it says in this pasuk of again asher yasa also v'adav v'chai bohem, that we're talking about a nachri, that a nachri who will dedicate himself to the study of Torah is like an Adam, and he becomes an Adam. He's like a Kohen Gadol. So you see that the Adam in this pasuk of a Chai Bohem includes the guy. And more than that, it specifically addresses the guy, and yet we have a principle of Atem Kriyim Adam, the Ein Umas Olam, the guy are not called Adam. So how do we reconcile all that? So Mirza Shembli Neder, again, this is a very complicated and long procedure to work out this parasha. We'll pick that up at another time.